easy ways to train your brain to be more creative. You might be surprised to hear that you can actually train your brain to be more creative. Oftentimes, people think that creativity is some mystical, innate skill, and you either have it or you don't. But research has shown that there are some strategies you can use to stimulate creativity in your everyday life and benefit from new ways of thinking and problem solving. 1. Switch up your regular routine. It's easy to get stuck in a rut of doing things the same way every day. But the more you stimulate your brain with change and novelty, the more flexible and creative your brain gets. Keep your creative mind on its toes by reading new books, trying different foods and places to eat, even trying different routines throughout your neighborhood. Switching up your usual routines will stimulate your mind and get you thinking about new possibilities and approaches to life. 2. Relax the rules. So much of what you do is bounded by shoulds and oughts. From these 8 glasses of water you're supposed to drink, the right foods to eat, of how much and when, to whether it's okay to talk in the elevator, much of your life is probably restricted by how much you think you should behave. Try breaking some of the rules today. Smile and say hi to the waiter or the bus driver. Crack a joke in that silent elevator. Open up a bit and allow your creative, maybe even slightly anarchic, brain to flourish. 3. Look around you. Another good way of relaxing your mind and allowing your creativity to grow is to simply sit in the present and observe what's going on around you. Work your way through each of your senses and really notice your environment. What can you hear, see, smell, feel, even taste? Notice everything and then write down what comes into your head. When you walk down the street, look up and around. Chances are you'll be the only person not looking at their phone or frowning into the idle distance. Don't miss out on noticing the signs of spring or autumn. Look up and around and see how many colors or textures are right there in front of you. 4. Really talk to people. How much of your conversation is either you talking or being talked at? Step back a little and really engage with other people. Don't just talk or think of what you're going to say next. Practice active listening and give the other person space to speak. Real conversation can open up all sorts of possibilities and creative solutions you might never have thought of.